State Representative Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. Just want to get your take on what happened yesterday here in the state of Michigan as well as Arizona. What's your take on Mitt Romney?
You know, I fall on the other side of the aisle, so like many Democrats, am watching the Republican primary and campaigns with interest to see who's going to come up against my candidate, President Barack Obama. You know, they spent a lot of money. There were a lot of commercials, and I'm sure you couldn't listen to the radio, you couldn't watch TV without seeing something about it. You know, the Republican side of the state spoke yesterday for Michigan, and we'll keep an eye on it. It's been interesting. It's been fun. It's been a little bit dirty, and I guess it's a brawling campaign.
Andy, we have had calls and emails from folks who are very concerned about what's going to happen at the Collins Road post office. It will lose its status as a distribution center. It could cause up to 200 folks to lose their jobs. What's your take on this story, and is there anything that you and that the commission can do to save these jobs?
Well, I'm very concerned also. I'm glad that you're talking about it. We're trying to make sure to get the word out to people, and having it on your show is important. You know, I did a piece in the Lansing State Journal a week or two ago. This can cost us jobs. It's going to slow down the mail. I mean, we're the capital city. We're you know, Lansing's capital. Lansing's the capital of Michigan, and they want to shut down the distribution facility and send it to Grand Rapids or elsewhere. I'm blown away by this. I'm stunned. We need to have this facility here. It's not only jobs and not only mail delivery, but it shows the importance of our region. I'm upset about it. I put in a resolution a few weeks ago at the county commission, and it passed unanimously. You know, I've been talking with the labor community, the postal workers. I've been talking with the business community. LEAP did a letter and is talking to federal representatives. We've got several businesses that are very concerned. We're talking with Mike Rogers, we're talking with Senator Levin and Senator Stabenow, asking them to step in and not let this happen. And, you know, the U.S., our congressmen and our senators are asking for businesses and labor and residents to tell them that this is important. So I think it's getting the word out and letting people know the impact it's going to have on our region, and I'm glad that you're talking about it.
What's been the response from the senators and Congress folks that you've talked to? We had Tim Walberg on the program last week, and he said he's looking into it, but no one had any definitive, concrete solution yet.
I haven't heard anything definitive either. I know that I've heard secondhand conversations with Senator Stabenow, who has said she's aware and she wants to hear from people. She wanted to hear from the business community. She wanted to hear from those affected. So I haven't heard anything definitive either, and we keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You know, one thing that we keep pushing on is that the post office said, the U.S. postmaster said that they want to use buildings they own and not buildings they lease, because you know, you throw away money when you're leasing. Well, now they're going to shut down a distribution center here in Lansing, which they own, and move the workers and the operations to Grand Rapids, which they lease. So we're trying to explain the difference in their argument and what they're actually doing, and we're trying to push that, but we haven't gotten anything definitive. It's got to, you know, Congress has to step in and has to be a part of this, and we're going to keep pushing them to do it.
Should there be a casino in Lansing?
You know, I'd like to see more of the details. I'm not against casino gaming. That being said, I want to know how it's going to affect the downtown. I want to know. I've been to you know, MGM Grand in Detroit, and it's very, you know, you go in and it's a community of its own, and it doesn't do anything for their downtown, their community, you know, the Detroit area. I want to see the details. I don't know if there are going to be bars and restaurants. I don't know what the parking situation is going to be, traffic flow, things like that. I want to see how it'll affect the downtown and the, you know, the downtown area. I wouldn't say I'm punting on it, but I want to see more of the details before my mind is made up. Now, as a county commissioner, this won't come before us. So I've actually started sitting down and talking to city council members to hear what they're hearing. And again, they're seems to me they're looking for some details, but the Lansing Economic Development Corporation was comfortable with it, and that made me feel good because that means that they're reviewing some of the details. But I'm kind of an active observer like everyone else and curious to see what the effects are going to be.
We're talking with Andy Shore, who's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Andy, where do we stand with the Road Commission for Ingham County now that it's law that counties can decide those fates?
Right. I heard you had I heard your show last week and you had Vince Dragonetti on, so you've covered a little bit of this. Like you talked about with him, we have to have two public hearings, which my understanding is that we're looking at late March and early April for public hearings. That's under the law that was passed. We have a lot of details that need to be worked out. You know, we're going to have two different pension plans and two different health plans, and there's a lot that goes into merging systems, so our controller is preparing recommendations for us on those areas. We did the same thing with the zoo when we merged the zoo with the county. We had to combine those systems. So I think, you know, it's a few weeks, if not, you know, a few months before final decision. But now that the governor signed the bills, the legal impediment is off the table, and we can move forward. The chair of the committee last night at our board meeting said that this will be on the agenda for our next county services meeting. So, you know, it's in the process of moving forward. You know, government only moves so fast, and you don't want to hurt the employees in any decision you make. So we don't want to do something and then have to go back and figure out, oh shoot, you know, what did we just do to these employees? We want to make sure that all the details are right.
All right, you're holding public meetings on this so the public can give their input. Really, this is a done deal, isn't it? Don't you pretty much have a plan in place to move forward? What would you do if the people of Ingham County came in strong force and said, leave it alone, we like it as is?
Well, it's not a done deal. I mean, we voted 15-1 the intention to do this. So the county commission is saying, we are intending to do this. Now, we have to go through public hearings and we have to take another vote to actually do it and to have all the details done. If people came out and said, no, this is a bad idea, we don't want it, then we'd have to factor that in the decision before we made a final vote. I mean, I haven't heard that. We haven't heard a calling out against it. Some people are against it and some people are for it. And as of right now, we're saying we are intending to move in that direction. Now that the law has passed and we actually are legally allowed to, we're going to hold the public hearings we're required to by law, and we're going to get the recommendations from our controller and move forward from there.
Davenport University is looking for a bigger, more spacious home. Have you heard anything new on that front as far as where they may move?
Not since the Oliver Tower proposal. I haven't heard anything new. I would very much like to see them stay here in Lansing, if not downtown Lansing, but in Lansing. But I have not heard anything new since the Oliver Tower proposal. I went to that press conference a few months ago, but I haven't heard any new proposals.
All right, final question for you. Anything new on the union contract negotiations? I know that you're trying to get some concessions as you try to get the next budget in order.
You know, we went through this a few times at the beginning of the year and late last year. A lot of our employees, the contracts have run out, and they're into mediation. I'm hopeful, but we have a very strict ethics policy, which says the county commissioners do not get involved in negotiation. We take the recommendation from staff and vote it up or down, and that's to prevent impropriety by any county commissioner in getting involved in negotiation. I'm hopeful to see a recommendation from a deal from our controller and the union leadership. We've always had very, very good relationships with our employees, and they've always been willing to step up and take concessions.
All right, Andy, my apologies. I'm out of time. Next time we talk, we will talk about your run for state representative. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.